This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
To be honest, I think people will, first of all, be surprised by the sheer scale of the wing, 53 galleries, but then the profusion of material.
That's Malcolm Rogers, director of the Museum of Fine Arts, on Radio Boston in September. Then and now, the buzz there is about the MFA's new Art of the Americas wing, a nearly $500 million addition. The wing opens this Friday for the press and on November 20th for the general public. The addition gives the museum double the amount of space for its American collection and lets it showcase pieces that have been mothballed for decades. WBUR's arts reporter Andrea Shea has been following the progress of the new wing, and she's here to tell us more. Thanks for being here, Andrea.
You're welcome.
So, Andrea, this is obviously a very big deal for the MFA. It's a very big deal for people who care about art in Boston. What about people for whom this really hasn't been on their radar? What is the significance of this that they should know about?
Well, they're going to find out, because this is the first time, essentially, this massive expansion is being open to journalists, so the messengers. Tomorrow, journalists from major news and art news outlets all over the world will descend on the museum and get their first sustained glimpse into the 53 new galleries.
Journalists tomorrow, members and the public in about a week.
Exactly. But, you know, now we're going to get photos, we're going to get articles, we're going to get opinions. And it's kind of a moment of truth in a lot of ways for all of this planning and fundraising and everything that's gone into making this new wing possible.
Because even though there's been a lot of coverage of the wing, the museum has very much limited access. Both you and I have had little advanced glimpses, but really just glimpses.
Yeah, they've strategically, I think, kind of kept it under wraps. And, you know, there's a certain amount of hype that goes with that, and certainly curiosity. I think a lot of people, from architecture critics, artists, people who just love art, you know, they're going to be looking at everything from the architecture to the way the galleries are laid out to the presentation of the objects themselves.
And Andrea, this wing is called the Art of the Americas, but this is not just the United States of America. This is the Americas represented in this wing.
Right. Central America, South America. I mean, the MFA has a massive profusion of objects from these areas of the world. And so I think something that makes this wing truly unique in this country and the world is that a large portion of it is going to be dedicated to the story of the United States. So I think a lot of people are really curious about how they're going to tell that story. How are they going to illustrate and describe that history? And they're going to do it to an extreme. Of course, we care about this here in Boston. This is where we live. But to get a national perspective on all of this and to kind of find out why people care elsewhere, I spoke with arts reporter Judith Dobrinsky. She's covered the MFA's expansion for the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal.
The MFA is making a statement here. American art at the moment is not as sexy as, say, contemporary art. And by devoting this entire wing to the art of the Americas, the MFA is saying that these works are fascinating and important and beautiful to look at and integral to art history, and that they deserve attention.
Dobrinsky was really great to talk to. She has covered a lot of museum expansions all over the world and says what the MFA has done is truly remarkable in artistic ways, but really in terms of fundraising. A $504 million campaign with more than 25,000 donors, including trustees, foundations, and even the staff at the MFA contributed. So here's Pat Jacoby. She's the MFA's deputy director, and she led the fundraising campaign.
I think probably the statistic of which I am the most proud in many ways is that for the first time we asked staff here at the museum if they would contribute to the campaign, and the staff gave over $2 million.
So $2 million.
That's big money.
Yeah.
It's big money to give to the place that you work.
Right, right. And you know, for them, you know, it illustrates, I guess, the passion. And I mean, there's a certain amount of investment all of these people have in this new wing. Also, just a note that Pat Jacoby is retiring, so she's ending her 20-year tenure at the MFA on a pretty high note.
Andrea, you cover arts for WBUR, obviously. You've been covering this MFA expansion project for a while. What are the aspects of it you're most excited about, whether it's the building or the art or anything?
Well, the architecture, for one. I mean, we can see from the outside just this kind of mammoth steel and glass box. It's a structure, and you can see some sculptures from the street. 53 galleries is pretty mind-blowing. I don't really know how one goes about walking through 53 galleries in one trip, but I'm curious how they'll all hang together, whether or not they'll flow. The MFA just has such a serious responsibility to preserving and protecting and presenting so many priceless works, and I think seeing how they do that in the new wing will be really exciting.
And you'll see it soon.
I will, tomorrow.
Andrea Shea, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Sasha.
The Museum of Fine Arts opens its new Art of the Americas wing for the press this Friday, and the general public will be able to check out the new wing for free on November 20th. Coming up, the mental anguish of war. Veterans of Iraq and Vietnam join us to talk about their search for quality mental health care. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.